Hello, this is Space Kate, and I have come to see my granny, and we've just had a very nice lunch together, and I've just brought out dessert, which is some of the astronaut ice cream. There's a little secret here. Well, it's not really that secret. Astronauts don't eat this ice cream in space, unfortunately. Apparently they were going to take it up on one of the Apollo missions, and then they realised that when you break it, that it caused too many crumbs, and they fly around the spaceship and get into all the machinery. So they don't have that. But do you want to explain what I've just put in front of you, Granny?
Well, in front of me I have a plastic sealed container from the Kennedy Space Centre. Freeze-dried ice cream, chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, space food. It's a very thin parcel, and since there are three of us sitting round the table about to get our teeth into it, I can't imagine how there can be enough. It's a quite amazing thing.
Well, there might not be enough, to be fair. It probably is just one serving, but as you can probably tell, it's a little bit crunched up into pieces because it's travelled all the way around America with me and back across the Atlantic. So what should we do? Should we open it up and see? Yeah, let's give you a bowl here.
I must just say that I love that it is distributed by the Lovey Dovey Corporation.
I hadn't even noticed that.
Coconut Creek.
Okay, well, here we go. Let's see what we got. How do we open it? It's ready to eat, apparently. That's always a good thing. I'm going to put it out on this plate here. Let's see how broken it already... Oh, dear. How well did it survive?
Oh, it's not too bad.
It's not too bad. Okay.
It's almost.
It's almost, okay. So it's a Neapolitan ice cream we've got here. So yep. There's...
Chocolate, strawberry and vanilla.
Strawberry and vanilla, yeah. Okay, so...
It doesn't look like ice cream.
No. Okay, so also with us is Julie. Oops, I'm smashing the plate around a bit here. Describe what you can see now.
Well, it looks like broken up pieces of rock or something. I mean, very nice colours. Nice pink, white, brown. But it does not look like ice cream. It doesn't have that consistency, does it?
Well, that's because they've taken all the water out of it. So it's quite light. It's, you know what?
Do we add water?
No. No, yeah. you just eat it.
Oh, you eat it dry like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a piece, Graham?
Since I'm a chocolate addict, I will take a piece of chocolate.
So you can either put it in your mouth. You can either just leave it in your mouth and it sort of rehydrates itself.
Ooh.
Or you can crunch it up.
Ooh, I should take a piece of strawberry.
Nothing happening yet.
Does it taste like... Well, which one did you have, chocolate? Does it taste anything like chocolate?
It's beginning to, yes.
Does it taste anything like ice cream?
No.
Yes.
Well, you went for the strawberry, Julie. Are you kind of... You're just sucking it instead of chewing it.
It sort of gradually softens. It's really very bizarre.
So I couldn't quite bring the space adventure, but I couldn't bring you to my space adventure, so I thought I'd bring a bit of my space adventure to you. So,
I'll have to try the vanilla now.
Yep, you can try a bit of each of the flavours. You know, when you said it probably wasn't enough for all of us, Granny, mm-hmm. It does taste kind of strange, so maybe it is just enough for us to try.
I would think possibly so, yes.
What have you gone for? You've gone for the strawberry as well.
Mm. Oh, yes, I get the flavour of strawberry quicker than I did of chocolate.
Mm.
And it does feel more ice creamish.
Yes, it does. It sort of softens, doesn't it?
Mm. Mm.
So now, here we are, signing off from Saltdean Brighton, eating our bit of space ice cream. I went for the vanilla, and it's not too bad.
It's not like ice cream, though.
That's true. It's not really like ice cream. But an interesting treat, don't you think?
Very interesting.
Yes.
Very, very interesting indeed.